This is an AMI podcast. This is an AMI podcast.
I'm Kelly McDonald. Here's a segment from our show, Kelly and Company, that airs weekdays from 2 to 4 p.m. Eastern on AMI Audio.
Lots of great resources if you want to check out AMI content on demand, and you can do it through the AMI app. Of course, we're available all over YouTube and on the site AMI.ca, but if you're wanting to check it out in app form, just download the AMI app on the Apple App Store as well as the Google Play Store, and you have all of AMI TV content there available with described video as well as closed captioning. So the most accessible, but also the most on-demand way for you to check out AMI content. You're listening to Kelly and Company right now from 2 to 4 p.m. Eastern Time. I'm Ramya Amadin here with Margaret Weldon, and I'm looking forward to our next conversation here, Margaret.
Yeah, me too. Okay. Every week at this time, we hang out with the gang from AMI TV, and today we're talking to AMI Toronto reporter Alex Smythe about his feature on Travis Moreau. Hi, Alex. How are you doing this afternoon?
Oh, not too bad. Yourself?
I'm pretty good, thank you. You know, just trying to get used to the cold, right? You know, like everybody else,
yep,
I guess.
Yeah, okay. Absolutely.
Yeah. Okay, so let's start with this. When did you learn about Travis?
For me, like, I first learned about Travis when we, as a team, did the wheelchair rugby team story for Level Playing Field a couple years ago. I worked behind the scenes on that show, and my team spent a lot of time kind of getting to know all the guys on the team and kind of hanging out with them and following them along for the story. And so when they got back to me, they started talking about this guy, Travis. It's like, you know, they liked him a lot. He had an energy on the court. He was always pumping up the other guys. He was always joking around, always had a big smile on his face. And so that's when I first kind of heard and learned about Travis. But then I got to know him more when we were working on Beyond the Field last year, because he came on as one of our co-hosts. And so he got involved in the show as a co-host because my team first kind of met him doing those camps and thought, hey, this guy would be a good fit on our show. And yeah, it turns out he was great. He had an interest in broadcasting, and it just all worked together really, really well.
Wow, I think that's fantastic.
Wonderful. Yeah.
Yeah, lots of great connections there and kind of, you know, vetting him out to see what other opportunities, right? So where do we go in his profile?
Yeah, so we start off learning a bit about, you know, who Travis is, and you obviously have the tie-in to him as a member of Team Canada's wheelchair rugby team. But the interesting thing with his profile is normally when it comes to sports profiles like this, you're really following the athlete's journey from start to finish. You get to learn a bit of the backstories and behind the scenes away from their sport. But I think with this one, it's a bit different because there's so much to get into in terms of Travis's story. I don't want to give too much away because I want people to watch it, but we learn a lot of his background in terms of the trials, the tribulations, the successes, and the struggles that he's faced throughout his life. And so whether it be from when he first acquired his injury to when he got into wheelchair rugby to when he faced some of those almost kind of dramatic hurdles and struggles that he faced and he was eventually able to overcome, we get to see a different side of this person who's not just an athlete, but he is a complete person who has so much to tell. And we meet his sister, we meet his wife, and we meet former teammates who all really paint a picture of who Travis Moreau is and what people can expect to kind of understand from him from the end of the segment.
Okay, so he gets a lot of accolades as a rugby wheelchair user. How is he as a co-host?
Yeah, he's great. This was one thing that I think everyone on the Beyond the Field team was surprised how quickly he picked everything up. Like I said, he had a bit of podcasting YouTube experience. He had a little show that he did years ago at this point. But, you know, he came in with the right energy. That was really the key. Like, as we all know, being in broadcasting, there's the skill that you develop, but then there's also that natural ability and the charisma that some people just have, and they can just kind of turn it on and it just shines through. And that's what Travis has. He has that charisma. He has that natural ability. He's able to connect with people, and his energy really jumps off the screen. You know, he was engaged in every single conversation he was in. And with Beyond the Field, they were not always easy conversations to have. Some were easier than others, but, you know, we touched on really big, important topics, and he never shied away from asking challenging questions or difficult questions. And I know for myself and the rest of the Toronto team, we loved working with him. And, you know, we're really excited for the audience to get to know him a bit more and get used to seeing him on AMI. Yes, you're going to see him in this profile, but, you know, there may be more Travis on the way.
I knew it. I totally knew that there was something coming up that felt like it was you were just teasing us all along at something else. So is there something else that's coming up, Alex, that we might see more of Travis for?
Me teasing you? No.
Yeah,
no,
I know, right? Never.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, never. It was pretty obvious. So part of the reason why we wanted to have Travis's profile air tonight on AMI is the fact that we're bringing Travis on as a AMI TV contributor for AMI this week. So he's going to be hosting a few segments for the rest of ATW for into this block of episodes and into the next block of episodes. So we wanted to make sure the audience got a chance to get to know Travis, hear his story a bit. So when you do start to see him in these other segments, you already have a familiarity with him. You already know, oh, that's that's Travis. I know a bit of his story. And so, so not only is he going to be featured in tonight's episode, but his first contributor story is actually going to be airing next week on ATW. So I'm just as excited to see him on the screen for those segments as I am to talk about his profile tonight.
Okay, that's so great. We all like the excitement, Alex. Where can we catch this and when?
Yeah, so this episode, this segment will be airing on AETW at 8 p.m. tonight, and next week on AMI TV, it's the same time and date. You'll be able to catch Travis's first contributor story on a small organization called Charter Ability.
Okay. I really love the transition to like the way that you've kind of brought Travis in and then put him on Beyond the Field, which was really great when we talked about that with you and Ted, and then coming into kind of checking in on other conversations and then hosting a few ATW episodes. It sticks with me that phrase of energy jumping off the screen, because that's fantastic. And it's not necessarily just the engagement of the topic, right? It's also just people's personalities, because we hang on that. We hang on hosts' personalities.
Yeah, and they can certainly bring something extra to whatever the segment is. Even if the segment is already great, having that personality, and I didn't mention this before, but Travis's infectious laugh is a whole other topic, because every single time he did it, whether he would stumble on the line and he'd catch himself and make himself laugh, I just would always get a smile on my face. So, it's that energy, and it seems to really kind of permeate throughout the any time he's on screen and throughout the segments that he's in, because it's like you just want to root for this guy. You just want to be his friend. You want to see what he's going to get up to next. And it really helps. And the great thing is, too, he's going to bring a different perspective than I would to some of these stories. Because not only is he a high-performance athlete, but he's also a wheelchair user, opposed to me with my vision and hearing loss. He has a different experience living with a disability than I would. And so that was another important thing that we wanted to make sure we brought for our audience. Because some stories, it makes more sense having him tell them. Like, for instance, with Charter Ability next week, it is a boating service that is designed for people with mobility issues and wheelchair users. So it's far more relevant for Travis to be able to take our audiences on that journey than it would be for me, because he is a member of that targeted audience where I am not in that same experience that the service is trying to serve and help.
I have to tell you, you sound so excited. Like you're just almost like a kid at Christmas time.
Yeah. You know, anytime I get to work with Travis and when I know me and my team, when we all chat with them, it's like, oh yeah, we get to work with Travis. Oh, great. Okay. What are we doing? Like, it doesn't even matter what we're doing, but it's like, oh great. We get to hang out with Travis. So.
Yeah, and I'm sure you guys have got the lowdown already on what he's going to cover for the next couple of weeks on AMI this week. But do we get to kind of see that side too? Like the interests of Travis coming through in the stories that are being picked or profiled or, you know, being aired on AMI TV?
Yeah, so he brought to us some ideas. And so we were working with him to kind of find, okay, you know, there were some stories that, hey, this would be a good fit for you here. And then it's also having his voice and his ideas. It's like, oh, well, you know, maybe we can look into this aspect. This is something I'm passionate about, or this is something I know about. Let's go and do a story on that. So that's going to be something that is tied in. And as I said, too, there's only so many episodes left of this block of AMI this week for the year. But you'll be definitely seeing more of Travis in the next year when ATW picks up again. I believe it's towards the end of April. So it's not just in the immediate term, but it's also going to be in the longer term as well, that audiences are going to be able to see Travis on screen more.
Wow, that sounds so great. Well, Alex, we thank you very much for coming on today. I'm looking forward to listening to your segment tonight. And I guess we'll talk to you next week.
Thank you guys both so much. I always love coming on and having a chance to talk not just about ATW, but just being able to connect with you guys and just chat about the fun things we get to work on here at AMI. Mm-hmm.
Sounds wonderful. Thanks so much, Alex. That was Alex Smythe from AMI This Week, and we talk with the gang from AMI This Week every Monday at this time on Kelly & Company.
They have lots of cool stuff planned before the holidays, too, so the next few weeks are going to be jam-packed with information and fun, entertaining stuff from the AMI TV gang. On the, or during the second hour of Kelly & Company, we're going to get the lowdown on Zuppa Theater's docudrama investigating into the causes of the Halifax explosion. We're also talking about the story of Hanukkah and how it speaks to religious freedom with Danielle McLaughlin on Know Your Rights. But right after the break, we're going to chat about the excitement of the holidays. It's already building at Montreal Space for Life, and we're going to talk about their holiday events and activities with Lawrence DeRosier after the break here on Kelly & Company.
You've been listening to Kelly & Company. If you're hooked, subscribe to the podcast on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, or your favorite podcast platform. And be sure to leave us a rating and review. Or you can listen live from 2 to 4 p.m. Eastern on AMI Audio.
This was an AMI podcast. For more accessible media, visit AMI.ca.